The Force Field is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
From Charlotte, North Carolina, for IT service providers, it's The Force Field with Rick Savoia. And now, here is your host, Rick Savoia.
Greetings, providers. Welcome to the unofficial podcast for IT service providers, The Force Field. I am your host, Rick Savoia, and during the next half hour, we'll cover the news, views, reviews, and interviews for and about the IT industry and the Force Field community. Our call-in segment is open to all listeners Saturday nights from 10:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern. Call 407-278-5698. That's 407-278-5698. Or you can call in via Skype at Savoia Computer if you'd like to be part of the show. There are many trade publications available for those who work in the IT industry. Some cover a broad spectrum of IT-related markets, and others focus on a specific niche, such as data storage, networks, security, and point-of-sale systems. But of all these areas, there is one that has been largely overlooked or ignored by major trade publishers. Yet it is an important market with a potentially large and influential number of qualified professionals. The computer repair business. Today we'll talk with an IT service provider who launched a new publication for computer business owners and find out how you can subscribe to it free. But first, let's take a look at what's going on elsewhere in the IT industry. AMD signed a deal to acquire SeaMicro, a company that makes energy-efficient, high-bandwidth microservers. In a press release February 29th, the semiconductor manufacturer said SeaMicro, which was previously partnered with Intel, was acquired for approximately $334 million. Google upset privacy groups after it instituted new changes to its privacy policy. The changes, which took effect March 1st, consolidated over 60 different privacy policies with one standard policy, which Google claims is much simpler to read. However, privacy agencies in the European Union say the policy violates EU privacy protection rules. Critics say the new privacy policy essentially forces users to either stop using Google services entirely or accept the new terms, with no way to opt out. Global Knowledge is offering a free white paper called 77 Features for Windows 7 That Every IT Professional Should Know About. These 77 tips and tricks, along with other new and enhanced features, deliver improved performance and productivity, better troubleshooting, stronger security, and a whole lot more. The white paper is free to qualified professionals. To obtain the white paper, go to theforcefield.tradepub.com/free/W_GLOC01 or click on the link in the show notes for this episode. Microsoft released the Windows 8 Consumer Preview February 29th. The Windows 8 Consumer Preview is available for download in English, French, German, Japanese, and simplified Chinese languages at preview.windows.com or click on the link in the show notes in the RSS feed for this episode. And finally, OnForce is now testing an Android version of its mobile iPhone app for IT service providers. According to the web-based IT service platform, the iPhone app, initially released in December 2011, increases the efficiency and responsiveness of field service technicians in the field, cutting more than 12 minutes of administrative time from each work order. In a press release dated February 27th, OnForce said the Android version will bring the same productivity gains to a larger base of field technicians. If you are a current OnForce provider and would like to participate in the Android beta testing, contact prosupport@onforce.com. OnForce is a polarizing presence in the IT industry. Some like the platform, others do not. Whether you like OnForce or not, there is no doubt that the company has helped change contracted IT services significantly in the last 10 years in some innovative ways. Granted, a lot of these innovations have helped those who outsource or buy these services more than they help the techs. However, industry-wide, some do consider OnForce and other platforms like it the inevitable future of IT field service. OnForce is particularly controversial among the techs, or pros as OnForce calls them. While many younger techs, or techs in training, view these platforms as springboards to their entry into a field that previously required a more established business model, many older, seasoned techs view OnForce and other platforms as interlopers and detrimental to the overall profitability of their established service models. In any case, one has to wonder how a company such as OnForce, which often prides itself as a pioneer of the web-based service platform, took this long to develop a web-based mobile app to use it. Now that's irony. And that's the news in the Force Field. There are many aspects of owning and operating a computer business. Unfortunately, the formality of paperwork is one of those that is often overlooked until the moment it's needed. Work orders, contracts, service checklists, and invoices are things every business owner needs, but doesn't always have the time, experience, or patience to create from scratch. And the legal documents, such as maintenance contracts? Don't get me started on that. Fortunately, you don't have to start from square one. Bryce Whitty at TechNibble has just released a kit that has it all, the Computer Business Kit. The Computer Business Kit contains over 30 ready-to-use legal documents, computer business forms, and marketing templates to help you protect yourself and look professional. Invoices, terms of sale, maintenance contracts, it's all here in a compilation of easy-to-use and customizable forms and legal documents. But that's not all. The kit also includes 27 marketing templates, lists of suppliers in the U.S., U.K., Canada, and Australia, lists of computer recyclers, and discounts on many leading computer products. Bryce has already done the hard work of creating these templates, so you don't have to. All you need to do is replace the sample logo and contact details with yours, and you're ready to go. If you paid a lawyer to draft similar documents, it would cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars. With the Computer Business Kit, you can get started for only $99. The Computer Business Kit is instantly downloadable and comes with a money-back guarantee. And each purchase through the Force Field will help keep the Force Field podcast going and help keep the site online. To order the Computer Business Kit, simply go to technibble.com/AFF/Force Field or click on the link in the show notes in the RSS feed for this episode. You're listening to The Force Field, and this is the part of the show I look forward to the most, as it is the opportunity to talk to my fellow professionals in the field. If you'd like to talk, you can call me at 407-CPU-JOY-8. That's 407-278-5698, or through Skype at Savoya Computer. If you don't have Skype, simply go to the Force Field podcast episodes page at theforcefield.net and click the Skype icon located on the right sidebar. The download is free, the call is free, and the show is free. And you can't beat free. So call in and dare to enter the Force Field. CRN, Channel Pro, Business Solutions, Vertical Systems Reseller. These are all trade publications aimed at resellers and service providers who are in the business of information technology. Trade publications such as these have covered just about every niche market in this industry, except one. The business of computer repair. IT service providers who focus primarily or solely on break-fix work have been largely overlooked and greatly underserved by IT industry trade publications. Until now. Enter Daniel Hand, Dan owns and operates the Association of Computer Repair Business Owners, also known as ACRBO. His association helps to increase public awareness of computer businesses in local communities and promote a standard of business ethics among IT business owners in the industry. Today we'll talk with Dan, learn about his organization, discover a new trade publication he launched for computer repair business owners, and find out how you can get it free as we introduce ACRBO Magazine. And we're talking with Daniel Hand. Hi, Dan. Welcome to the Force Field.
How you doing?
Hi. Okay. How about yourself?
Good.
Great. First of all, before we get into the discussion, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, I'm a government contractor, but I also own Computer Medics in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And we've been around about 6 years, got a couple employees, got a storefront, and I run the Association Computer Repair Business Owners, and that's about it.
What is the Association of Computer Repair Business Owners?
It's an organization for obviously those that own a computer repair business. Started about 3 years ago, and mainly just a place where people can get specials, people can communicate with other members, and you know, just have a centralized place to go to.
Dan, I've been a member of the Association of Computer Repair Business Owners almost since it was founded. And that was, 2009, right?
Yes.
Now, when I whenever I see it as ACRBO. Is that the correct way to pronounce the organization?
Yeah, a lot of people pronounce it that way. I never have, but, I mean, it does have a ring to it, so that's fine with me.
So you really weren't thinking ACRBO when you came up with the acronym. It was just Association of Computer Repair Business Owners, right?
Yeah, I never thought of it till someone said it the first time, and it was like, oh, okay, that's one way to do it.
Oh, okay, because I've been sort of calling that every time I see it. I think ACRBO, and
yeah, that's fine.
So I wasn't sure if that was really the official way to pronounce it or not.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, what inspired you to start ACRBO?
Well, there wasn't really many. I mean, most industries, you know, they have associations they can belong to. And even though there are a few out there for, you know, the IT-type people, typically to join them, it's pretty expensive. And if you're a one-man shop, two-man shop, you may not be able to afford it. So I thought, you know, if we could do the same thing, get some vendors in there to give deals to people. And to me, it was all based on numbers. If you had enough people in an association, you were going to get good treatment from some of the vendors out there, and you didn't have to charge a lot, you know, for people to become members.
Sort of a co-op to increase the buying power of the membership with the vendors, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are some of the features and the benefits of membership to ACRBO?
Well, obviously, there's a free membership, and everyone gets access to the site. There's a job social community within the site. There's forums. There's documents. You know, vendor specials. We got over 25 different preferred vendors. We got a LinkedIn group with over 2,500 members. We got a listserv that's pretty new. We only got like 300 members in there. But then we also have premium members that cost $25 a year. They get a certificate, a membership card, you know, a wallet card. They can participate in the yearly scholarship fund that every year we've given out two scholarships. And the rest of the money just sits there, you know, waiting for something. But we sent money to a business owner. His shop was broken into. He lost a lot of stuff. Sent him some money. Another business owner closed the shop for a couple months because he went to Ecuador on a humanitarian support thing. So we actually sent him a few dollars to go there. So all the money stays within the association for members.
Wow, so it's only $25 a year. That's very reasonable,
right,
in my opinion. I think it's very reasonable. But with that, you're not just using the money for certain functions within the organization itself, but you're actually using it to give back to the members there somewhat.
Right, and I think that's important, especially the scholarship. You know, within the community, they can you know, advertise a scholarship, and, you know, it's good community awareness, and I think people like it.
Now, see, I think that's something that's very unique. There are other organizations out there, and there's some great organizations I belong to. You know, NASBA is one of them.
Right.
And there are other ones like ASCII, things like that. But this particular organization is laser-focused on the computer repair businesses. Now, when we're talking about the scholarship, that was one thing that that really caught my eye. This is something that's very unique to any of these organizations that I've seen. And you just did one, I guess, you just did an award in 2011, and you had a couple of awardees where you provided financial assistance to some of the up-and-coming techs, the guys who are going on for technical training in the industry, correct?
Correct.
In addition to that, you're helping out people who have had some trouble with their businesses.
Right.
You know, and to me, that's very much a humanitarian type of function for this organization. That adds a different dimension to being part of an association.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's important to give back. I mean, that's the big thing with the whole association. That's, you know, one of the mainstays of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you also have among these benefits of membership, you have also a computer repair locator where the members can list their businesses and they can be perused by visitors, that sort of thing, correct?
Yeah, people can list it, and one of the things, a lot of people, when they get approved, they get a welcome letter and it tells them to list their business. Yeah. For some reason, a lot of those businesses forget to do it, or else they'll email me and ask how come they're not showing up, and I have to tell them. And it's important to actually list your business, because I get emails weekly from potential customers saying, hey, so-and-so has a logo on their website. I just want to verify they belong to your association. And it took me a while to realize they were looking at the company lookup and didn't see that business, so they wanted to verify it anyway. So then, you know, I just have to look through the membership and then, you know, reply to the person, say, yeah, the person is a member.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are the requirements of membership?
Well, they're pretty laid back as far as, one, obviously, you know, a computer repair business owner. But I've also allowed some people in that, you know, they actually put right in their profile that they're getting ready to start their business. Usually I'll email them once or twice, you know, just to make sure they are legit. And then I'll let them in, but I'm not going to be a lot of the other places where I looked at when I started this, you know, they wanted you to send them documents and business licenses, and I'm not going to go through all that for this because it defeats the purpose of what the goal is.
Mm-hmm. Now, you do have on the site a code of conduct, and I noticed that. Is that one of the requirements for maintaining membership in the organization?
It is, and I've got emails from customers, too, that have had issues with some of the members, and that turns into me making phone calls to the members and, you know, trying to find out what's going on, and typically it's turned out, you know, to the good, but unfortunately, we actually did just have one that the member wasn't, you know, one, upholding the code of conduct, and in my mind, wasn't, you know, being ethical in their business practices, so they were removed from the association.
Can you kind of summarize the code of conduct somewhat?
Well, mainly to be fair to customers. Obviously, that's the most important. And it's also to be, you know, cordial to other members. Those are the two biggest things in my mind.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much basically providing good customer service, being nice to the customers, treating them fairly, and treating them with a standard of ethics.
Right. I mean, you have to be ethical in business. And I mean, that's obviously, if you're not, you're not going to last very long. So that's, you know, rather important.
So the basic membership is free.
Correct.
And then the premium membership, $25 a year, which once again, I think is very reasonable. Do you have any other new benefits or anything else planned for the membership in the future?
Well, I mean, we have a lot of things planned. It's just a matter of panning out. But for the premium members, we actually did just have five different professional ad designs done so they could edit them. They came in, you know, EPS format, JPEG. You know, that way they can use them in, you know, whether they do Yellow Book advertising, Craigslist, magazines. So it was just a, like a little extra perk for the premium members. Because I want to give everybody in the association. But to me, the people that became premium members, I feel like I owe them a little something extra. So, you know, we're going to add for everybody.
That's great. Now, one of the newer benefits that you've just begun to offer. This is a magazine that you just launched. This is the called the now the official title, I take it, is Acrobo Magazine.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be.
Okay, Acrobo Magazine, and you sent me a preview issue before you launched it, and I saw it, and I must say I was really impressed. I thought about a long time ago. I thought about launching a magazine myself because, you know, the computer repair business owners really didn't have their own magazine per se. And there are a lot of trade magazines out there, but that niche market really didn't have one of their own. And I thought about doing one myself a long time ago, but I've done newsletters before. I've done some types of publications before, and I know how much work it is. And at the time I thought, oh, wow, I don't even want to attempt to tackle that. But you've done it. You've jumped right in, and you put out the first issue, and I must say it looks great.
I appreciate it.
This is going to be a monthly publication?
Yes, it's going to be monthly.
Okay. And this publication is pretty much electronic magazine. It's one that you can access from the website. Can you download it or put it on the iPad?
You can download a PDF. It doesn't really come up. I mean, the PDF obviously will work on an iPad, Android, iPhone, whatever, but working on getting it to be more user-friendly on those devices, but it's available in PDF, and it's also available as a flip magazine.
Oh, okay. Have you had a lot of good response from it so far?
Yeah, I think last month, I mean, we came out late with it, but I mean, over 3,000 people read it. I mean, the feedback we got was great. I mean, everyone seemed to like it. Had some, one guy in particular, John May from the UK, stepped forward and said, you know, I love it, looks great, but I can make it even better. We're coming to find out, he's a magazine editor. So now John's on board, and February's issue is going to be even better than January now that, you know, like you said, it's a lot of time, a lot of work. I can do the content. I'm not a graphics person. And it just helps having someone like John. You know, now it's going to be even better, I think.
Sure, absolutely. Well, that sounds great. Now, the magazine is free for the general membership or the premium members. How does that work?
It's free to people in the association. It's free to people outside the association, just in general.
Okay, so it's freely available, and you do have some advertising to help offset the cost of that sort of thing. If someone wanted to advertise, they would contact you to advertise in it?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of people stepping forward to write articles that are pretty, in my eyes, are pretty, you know, I'd consider them experts, like Steve McLaughlin, Door-to-Door Geek Guy. I mean, he's like, in my eye, he's Mr. Linux, so he contributes monthly. I got a new guy this month, Derek Daniele Smith. He went from Break Fix to MSP. I mean, he's going to put out some great content. So I think it's going to be real good.
Well, it looks very promising. I must say, once again, I was really excited to see it, and I'm looking forward to future issues of it myself. And I encourage everybody here at the Force Field, I encourage everyone at the Force Field to check it out. I actually did a review on the magazine. I did a blog post on it on the Force Field website, and there's a link to it there. You can also, of course, if you're a member of Acrobo, you can access it through Acrobo. How do we subscribe to the magazine? If you're not a member, how do you subscribe?
Well, actually, on the flip site where it's actually hosted at Izu, you can actually subscribe right there, but we'll probably build something into it. But for now, you can do it that way.
No, what's the website address?
It's issuu.com.
issuu.com.
And, right.
Just look up...
just do a search for Acrobo.
Okay, search for Acrobo, and it should come right up. Okay, great. I must say, it looks very promising. It looks like a great start to the publication, and I'm looking forward to reading more in the future. Well, Dan, I really appreciate your time on the Force Field today. And before we go, can we have your contact information? And how do we join Acrobo? How do we reach you if we need to contact you for more information?
Anyone who wants to join can just go to acrbo.com. Send me an email, dan@acrbo.com. That's it.
Okay. Well, great, Dan. Once again, thanks a lot for your time on the Force Field today. I really appreciate it. And, you know, also to mention, we had you on in Episode 8 because you had also written a book in the past, The Computer Repair Business Lessons Learned, which is a great starter book for people wanting to get into the business of doing computer repair or into the IT business in general. We've had you on the show in the past to talk about that. You're still publishing that, right?
Yeah, still publishing it, and actually just did a major revision to it probably about 6-8 months ago, and that's out there.
Okay, great. And I take it the book is also available through Acrobo. The book's also available on the Force Field website. You can actually go there and purchase the book directly through the Force Field. Well, once again, Dan, thanks a lot for your time. We really appreciate it, and you're welcome back to Force Field anytime.
Okay, thank you, Rick.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You too.
Well, folks, our time is up. I would like to thank everyone for listening, my kids for allowing me to do this without interruptions, and my wife for just putting up with me. If you would like to comment on the program, you can email me at rick@theforcefield.net or visit our website at www.theforcefield.net. Opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests and do not represent the Force Field, Savoia Computer, or advertisers. All music on the show is original and was written and performed by Brother Rancid and the Brand New Pygmies. Our announcer is Felix DeCat. The show is produced and distributed by Savoia Computer. For the Force Field, I'm Rick Savoia. May the Force Field be with you.